In John chapter 14, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that shall abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him not, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. On that day, he said, you're going to know I'm in the Father, and you're in me, that I'm in you. He's speaking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter from the Father. More than 800 years before this, the prophet Joel had prophesied that it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days I will pour out of my Spirit. It took courage for Joel to make such a prediction, because this meant that every person, no matter what their age, no matter what their gender, no matter what their nationality, born or free, Jews and Gentiles, Greeks and Italians, all would be able to share in this glorious outpouring of God's Spirit. But he was not the only ones that prophesied about this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. For example, Zechariah 12 and 10 tells us, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the Spirit of grace and of supplication. Then I hear Isaiah saying in chapter 28, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. It's clear by what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14 and 21 that this was in reference to the Pentecostal experience. And then about 700 years afterwards came John the Baptist, the voice in the wilderness proclaiming the coming of the Messiah. The promise that had inspired so much comfort and hope, and now so old that many despaired that it would ever be fulfilled, was revived by John. He confirmed it in no uncertain terms. The statue of a witness may add or distract from the impact of a testimony. John was an unimpeachable witness, a pure character. Jesus paid high tribute to John, declared that he was no weakling reed shaken by the breeze. Among them, Jesus said, that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. When Jesus presented himself to John to receive baptism, reverently pleaded his own unworthiness and claimed, I have need to be baptized of you. The climax of the ministry of this last and greatest of the Old Testament prophets was the announcement of the appearing of Jesus, identifying him officially to the people of his generation. John himself, Spirit-filled from birth, declared, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whom shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This utterance, which was the very heart of the message of John, was an added assurance that the day was near when the promise of the ancient prophets that the people should receive the Holy Ghost was about to be fulfilled. Having fulfilled his mission, John graciously retired from the center of the stage in deference to the greater. The spotlight of biblical history then focused upon Jesus, who was the anointed of God. Jesus set out his ministry in the power of the Spirit. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.